this is take number two of the Drexel Carter's interview. We're just talking about his welcome to the job. And so Mason, you tend the line and consider the gas flowing freely, etc. And was it kind of like, was it a company store or anything like that?
No.
It was that bad, like they always talk about coal mines?
No, we didn't have anything like that. We had these wells, and they had to redo them, put new pipe in them, and cement the pipe all the way down so it would be solid and wouldn't go out. So it would stand, putting that pressure down in it, and it would have down 1,000 pounds of pressure on it. And the way they plugged the old wells, they wouldn't stand that, so we had to go around the whole old plug wells and drill them out and re-plug them. So when we took that pressure down in the ground, it wouldn't blow up too much. So that's what we did. And then someone had to go around and take the pressure on all the wells and change the charts for get track of how much gas we were putting in and taking out. So the welcome did that and drove the drips where it took the fluid out of the gas line so they wouldn't freeze up. We had to go to keep the drip low to get the well drained and keep the gas removed. And all the consumers that were farmers that had wells on the ground, we would get free gas for most of them. So we had to keep their gas on in the winter. If it froze off, we had to go out and fix it. So they'd call you any time of the night and say the gas was off. So you had to be able to go to the freeze and put the gas back on. So we, in the winter, we would have a man on duty. We decided it was better if we keep the man at the office, and then we called the house. When it real bad, we had the two stay on duty. And we've done that for a while, and then we've got everything going pretty good. So then they just, each man, each welcome, he would just take care of his own consumers if he could, but if something did come up, you would have to call him and get someone to come help.
But yes, it's going back a bit. Your brother's in the army too.
Right.
Did he do the same thing with you? Or what did they do?
He was a tank mechanic. He was in the Korean War, and he went in World War II. He was a tank mechanic, and then my younger brother, he was in the Korean conflict or something like that. He was a model. I got married when I was 23 years old. You know, wife Jean. and we had one baby about 15 months after we were married, and she died. And we had two more sons.
Is that a pretty common age to get married? Is that kind of old?
That's pretty well common. My wife was 18 and she's got married. So maybe be younger than that if you hadn't been in the army in that way. I don't know.
I
don't know. Went to a corn roast at the young people there in the summer when there's a lot of fields of corn, and like the farmers raise large fields of corn for the stalk seeds, we just go out and get go to someone's field with a sack and you pick off a bunch of corn and take it out and build it to the barn. Burn the coal burn so the wood burns down for a big pile of coal. So you play games and stuff while the fires are burning down. Then you throw the corn in and cover them up in the ashes, and 10 or 15 minutes it's very deep. And you shut it out and leave it. So that's where I'm at here. She's one of the corn roasts. Little story of my son, oldest son. I built him a little table. I don't know how long I worked on it, but I made him a little table and was real proud of it. And he was too, but I came in from work one evening and my wife said, Jane, tell your dad where your table is. And so he took me down the field, and there it was all tore up. And I said, well, Danny, what happened to that? He said, oh, a big bear come down out of the woods and just tore it all to pieces.
Was he seven?
Oh, yeah, he had a good imagination. I said, he's the one that tore it up, but he figured that would be a good excuse.
What kind of animals did you see
out there?
Not bears.
No, we didn't have any bears. Just deer and squirrels and rabbits and like that.
And you worked for
the
Hope Gas
until
you retired?
I worked for the Hope Gas 41.5 years and then I retired.
Did anything interesting or unusual happen to you while you were working for Hope Gas?
Well, I had two accidents while I was there. I'd only worked a week, a very short while, when I cut my end off of my first finger. We was taking the pitman down off of the well, and my boss had a hold of it, me and him both. It was heavy, and he pushed to take it off there and set it down on the ground.
What is it like?
Well, it's on the band wheel on one of those pumping wells. There's a big wheel that's about 12 foot in diameter, and it's got a crank on the end of it, and then the walking beam hooks on to that crank on that wheel, and then the other end of the walking beam hooks on to the rods that goes down into the well. And when the engine turns, it's got a belt on it that turns that band wheel, and that turns that crank, and it pumps the well. So we was going to pull the well, pull the rods out of the well, and we was going to take the that off of the crank, so we had a hold of the iron handle on it, and we yanked it off of there, and he thought I'd let loose of it like he did, so he let loose, and I held on to it, and it was real heavy, and it just took my hand down, and this piece of iron laying there on the ground, it just snapped my finger off, just left it laying right there. So he loaded me in his, he jumped in the little pickup truck he had and went down to the office, and His son was down there. He worked for the company too. He was a welder. And he took me into the doctor. And they didn't do anything to it. They just wished it off and put a bandage on it. He said, I found a good job, but there wasn't nothing they could do to it. They wanted to know where my finger was. They said, maybe we could put it back on. But I said, well, it's laying out there. Didn't bring it. So they couldn't put it back on. I don't know what it was rolled in with. And anyway, they put a little metal shield over the end of it and told me to just be careful and not bump it because it would hurt. And told me I could go ahead and do light work. So they put me to bank in the office the next morning. Said that was light work. You know. The next day I painted all day, and the evening when they came in, I told them I'd just rather do regular work than that, because every time you etch out the paint that draws in leaders or something, you really hurt that. So the next day they just sent me out with the drilling machine, and I helped on tools, get my hand on the crude oil and everything, and it just healed up real good. Didn't have a bit of trouble with it. And the other accident I had on the same hand, I got it caught in the chipping machine. That's what chips up brush, where you cut brush and shove it in there and it chips it up. Anyway, it was plugged up, so I took the shield off the top and I had the motor shut down. So I left in there yanking things out, it was all plugged up, and that big shield, I seen it start to fall, and I yanked my hand and almost got it out, and it just caught three fingers and broke them. So it's still all crooked. So that's the only accident I had all the time I worked for.
You probably
doctored
yourself
a little
bit.
Yeah, but I had to go to the doctor for that. But I guess he put them leaders back in and stuff. It didn't do too bad, but it still hurts. I guess it's arthritis in it now. I can tell. It's worse than the other hand. But I guess I'm pretty lucky to work all them years and get away that easy. No.
Any other amusing little anecdotes you want to tell me real quick before we wrap it up? Anything happened to you, anybody you know? Funny or anything?
Well, I took my grandson fishing one time, and me and my wife and him and his brother, and we was all fishing, and we was all there together, and this was Sean. he decided he'd go down the creek a little bit for himself and fish, and he was down there fooling around and fishing, and after a while I heard him hollering, and looked, and there he was hanging on to a 4-inch pipeline a little along the bank, and it was kind of washed out behind it, and the bank was, you know, wet, and he'd come down there and slid down in behind that pipeline and was about to get in the creek, and he was hanging there and hollering, "Hell!" So I went down and fished him out. But that's not funny.
Anything else Okay, well, thank you very much. This concludes the interview.